In collaboration with the International Catholic Rural Life Association, the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace has been hosting the 4th World Congress on Rural Life, which began Sunday last. The theme of the Congress is Evolution and Problems of the Rural World Facing the Challenges of Globalization. The Congress drew its inspiration from Pope Benedict XVI's encyclical, Caritas in Veritate. Jesuit Father Roberto Yap, the president of Xavier University, is taking part in the Congress, and he spoke to Christopher Wells about how people can help support rural life.
It's the World Congress on Rural Life. It's been organized by the International Catholic Rural Association and also the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. And we are here for 3 days, and we're really examining the status of rural life all over the world. And especially, we've also been talking about the impact of globalization and also the great environmental challenges that are now affecting rural populations and the rural communities all over the world. We're also very interested in really trying to discern what the Catholic presence is and how we can really preach the gospel for rural communities and also have a real pastoral presence among the rural communities all over the world.
And I see on the list of speakers, you have, as you said, people from all over the world. There's certainly a great deal of difference in rural life between, say, rural life in the United States and rural life in Africa and rural life in Asia. How does that, is there a unified message for all those different areas, or does it depend on the different circumstances of rural life?
Yes, well, certainly the differences have been very interesting. Like yesterday, we had these reports from the different continents, the different regions, and you could see that the status of rural farmers in Australia is very different from the status of rural farmers in Asia, and so on and so forth. We do recognize that diversity, and we recognize that there has to be a very localized response and a local presence of the church in these communities. But at the same time, we've also seen really that the world has become very globalized and very interconnected. And we've seen that the impacts, for example, of the financial crisis, like right now, there's an economics professor who's talking about the financial crisis of the past few years and how that has had an impact on rural life itself, and how the very same dynamics of market forces and the financial crisis has affected in some way the whole globe and the whole world in very similar ways, in spite of the diversities of the different situations, like the spike of food prices, for example, in 2007-2008, in response to that, in the context of that financial crisis, is very striking, for example. And the problems in many ways are quite similar. The number of people who are going hungry, who can't eat 3 meals a day, for example, that particular number has also been growing. And so while we have the diversity there, we also can see that the globalization has really also has affected the communities in pretty much the same ways.
And Father, a lot of different organizations, you think of the UN, you think of different relief organizations, do try to address some of these questions. What is the specific contribution that the church can make to issues of rural life?
Well, certainly in many ways to give a very a vision of the human person that is not just reduced to being just an economic actor or an economic part of the machinery of globalization, but to really see this view of the human person as an integral actor and participating and being a productive member with his rights and the dignities being respected. That's one, a vision of man, a vision of the human person. The second one that's been coming out very strongly was this view of creation. And of course, rural life is very related to the earth and to water and to the natural elements. And so this view, this very gospel view of what creation is all about, creation as gift, creation that we have to take care of, that we are stewards of this creation, these natural resources that we have are gifts from God that we should not abuse and exploit, but really use and take care of, and to make it more productive also and sustainable for future generations. Yesterday, there was a lot of mention, for example, of the Pope's encyclical of Caritas Meritate, of this what he calls the grammar of gratuity, to be able to see these things as real gifts from the Creator to be used for others and to be used for all, the universal purpose of these goods that are given. So these particular views, gospel views that we have, and I think can really contribute to a shaping of a response to the problems, to the many problems that the rural sector is facing.
And finally, then, I'll just ask you, as you come out of this conference, what can you tell people, what can people do to help address the challenges that are facing people who are involved in rural life?
First, certainly, the strong view of caring for the earth is very important. And also in the whole, this whole environmental movement, this environmental concern, this caring for the earth, this concern about climate change and how, what we do with our resources. I think it's a very important contribution, whether you're an urban person or a rural person, that would really impact on rural life itself. And also to have a greater sense of the respect of maintaining the culture of rural communities. It's a very important part of how we live as a society, we live as different communities in different parts of the globe. I think to realize that there is a real value for people who till the earth and who grow food and grow fiber and use these resources to provide very basic needs like food and clothing to people. And this is a very integral part, and that we should be maintaining these communities and recognize their contribution to the flourishing of human society itself. I think that would be a very important part that we can see, that whether you are an urban person, rural person, that you can really also contribute to helping this caring for the earth and this recognizing the role of the rural communities in our life.